His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast for our tri-state region today should be partly sunny with isolated afternoon showers around 80. Tuesday, partly cloudy and hot, upper 80s. And Wednesday, sun and clouds with mixed chance of scattered thunderstorms, a high near 90. We'll get the full details in just a few minutes. As we first reported on Saturday, police arrested one suspect, J. William Pazinski. An update on the National Iron Bank attempted robbery and Salisbury Bank in Sharon robbery. Pazinski was arrested, and the police are now searching for another in connection to that attempted robbery at the National Iron Bank and the bank robbery in Sharon on August 6th. Western District Major Crime Detectives responded to that robbery. The suspect was described as a white or Hispanic man with dark hair and small to medium build. Anybody with information should contact Connecticut State Police Troop B in North Canaan, 1-800-497-0403. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on Saturday announced a $3 million campaign honoring the past, forging the future, with $2.7 million already raised to date. At a ceremony groundbreaking on Saturday, the Hotchkiss Library announced it's kicking off a capital campaign to raise that $3 million for the library's renovation and expansion. It also announced that to date it had raised $2.7 million due to the strong support of its board of directors and other generous donors. Lorna Edmondson, chair of the campaign honoring the past, forging the future, said, quote, "This outpouring of generosity bodes very well for the library's and Sharon's future. We have been carefully planning this campaign for some time, working closely with the library's building committee. It's immensely rewarding to see this all come together. If you'd like to make a donation, you can go to HotchkissLibraryOfSharon.org. Jan Ann Gilmore, 68, a 21-year resident of Millerton, formerly of Pine Plains, passed away on July 26 at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. Mrs. Gilmore co-owned and operated the Gilmore Glassworks in her Pine Plains with her late husband, John, prior to moving to their studio to the showroom on Main Street in Millerton in 2000. There are no calling hours. A memorial service for John and Jen will take place at a later date. Arrangements have been entrusted to the Scott D. Conklin Funeral Home in Millerton. Memorial donations can be made to Townscape P.O. Box 835 Millerton, New York, 12546, or the Northeast Community Center, P.O. Box 35, Millerton, New York, 12546. On Friday, the positivity rate in Connecticut jumped to more than 3.5% with COVID-19. Connecticut towns and cities now have the power to impose mandates after weighing the possibility the government has decided not to order nursing home workers to get vaccinated against the coronavirus at this time. Instead, Lamont issued an executive order under his emergency powers to require nursing home workers to undergo COVID-19 testing. The governor's office said the State Department of Public Health plans to immediately mandate nursing home workers receive weekly testing. School COVID-19 safety plans may be ready this week, according to the Dutchess County superintendents. Parents and students around Dutchess County can expect to learn more regarding their school district's pandemic safety plans this week. Many school leaders around the region say they'll be finalizing plans, sharing them with their communities at various points during the week. After last Thursday's announcement that the state would not be issuing uniform measures for handling COVID-19 for the fall. A mask advisory has been issued for Great Barrington. With an uptick in COVID-19 cases, it's prompted the Board of Health to issue an advisory that strongly recommends people wear masks indoors when out in public, regardless of their vaccination status. At the board's regular meeting, the health agent also said there were other issues besides coronavirus that have kept them busy. Five cases of several types of rare tick-borne illness and infections from two separate foodborne pathogens, among others. They're continuing to investigate some of those in concert with the State Department of Public Health. Berkshire Health Systems are mandating COVID-19 vaccinations by October 1st. Berkshire Health Systems will require all employees and other members of their community to be vaccinated beginning October 1st. David Phelps, president and CEO, said in a statement Friday that COVID on the rise in the Berkshires, quote, "We must ensure that we're doing everything possible, including mandatory vaccination, to continue protecting the community and curbing the spread of this highly contagious Delta variant." The company will continue to offer flexible vaccination access to accommodate needs of staff on all shifts and all facilities. Some meetings coming up this week in Sharon, the Sharon Green Committee. They will be meeting today. That meeting is set for 4 p.m. this afternoon. Inland Wetlands Commission meets today at 6:30. In Salisbury at 5:30 today, Pathways Committee meeting, and at 6:30, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In Sheffield today, the Board of Health at 6 p.m., Conservation Commission at 7 p.m. Falls Village, the doubleheader for the Board of Finance at 6:30, the Board of Selectmen at 7. In Cornwall at 6:30, the Park and Recreation meeting via Zoom. North Canaan tonight at 7 p.m., the Planning and Zoning Commission. In Kent tomorrow, Board of Selectmen special meeting at 10 a.m., Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting at 7 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education has a personnel subcommittee meeting that comes up tomorrow at 11 o'clock via Zoom. In Sharon tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen, their meeting is set for 3 p.m. Salisbury at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the ZBA. At 7:30, the Salisbury Recreation Commission. In Cornwall tomorrow at 5 p.m., the Wastewater Committee via Zoom. In Cornwall also tomorrow at 7 p.m., the Planning and Zoning Commission via Zoom as well. Coming up on Wednesday in Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission at 5:30. In Falls Village on Wednesday, the regular meeting of the Rec Commission at 7. Sheffield has a meeting on Wednesday of the Planning Board at 7 p.m. On Thursday in Cornwall, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a Zoom meeting. Free vaccination clinic is coming up August 12th from 3 till 7 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Free COVID-19 vaccinations. Walk-ins are welcome. No appointment required. Individuals age 12 plus are welcome. The Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are available as options. Bring a health insurance card and a photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or an ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for a lack of insurance or ID. GEAR is holding another one of their free concerts on Thursday evening at the back lawn of the GEAR Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Coming up this Thursday, Holy Moses Band. Sunset Music Series continues also on Thursday. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun. Coming up this Thursday, the Nathaniel Hintz Band. In Sharon on Thursday, the Sewer and Water Commission meets at 7 p.m. COVID vaccinations at the library of Roelof Jansen Community Library on Friday from 10:30 till 12. The Columbia County Health Department will be on hand to give COVID vaccinations to any eligible county residents. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A food drive-through free food distribution happens Friday, August 13th, 10 till 5 p.m. at Our Lady of Hope Parish, State Route 22 in Copaig. Fridays on the Green continues in Norfolk. Summer events on the Village Green coming up this Friday. Live music and art with Mike Cobb and Hilary Van Wright, presented by the Bautel PTO. The Sharon Sprint Triathlon will be held on Saturday at 8 a.m., offering challenging courses for the triathlon veterans and a small-town charm, making it approachable for first-timers as well. Encouraging team and youth participation, the event is held each summer on the second Saturday in August. Participants can register at active.com. August Fest in the Village, a fundraiser for the Hunt Library in place of auction in the Village on Sunday from 4 till 6 p.m. Bratz Brews, a silent auction, live Patsy Cline and other music by Kane Clawson and Country Jam. Tickets are $30, $5 for children under 12. You can order at thehuntlibrary.org or at the library itself. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 35,208.51, the NASDAQ at 14,835.76, and the S&P 500 at 4,436.52. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.